This Before We Flush podcast was recorded live in our studios with actual human beings. Now, Before We Flush.
Welcome to the show. Hopefully it was a great weekend for you. I'm here in the Murray studio. Ricky Martin is now, you're on an island now? Have you moved to an island?
Yeah, we did. I got it moved last week. But I'm not on the island right now. I'm just driving around Savannah.
But your official residence is on an island.
Correct.
What's the name of it again?
I live on Whitmarsh Island.
Whitmarsh Island, all right.
Yeah. You're just trying to find it on the map to make sure you never go to it?
No. I didn't know. I've never heard of it. This is all new to me, so I'm trying to learn.
It's still a Savannah address because Whitmarsh Island isn't city, you know what I mean? But I've got like the most southern address ever now. I'm not going to tell you what my address is, my address is very, very, very southern.
You mean like the name of the street?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? No, okay.
I live on Hammocks View. That's the name of it.
Well, look, that sounds like, that's pretty cool. Sounds like,
right, so it's Hammocks View, Savannah, Georgia. That's the most southern name ever.
That sounds like Martha's Vineyard kind of stuff too. Sounds like where rich people go.
Right.
So you always try to say you're not rich. Now you're living on an island on Hammocks View.
Well, I'm not living on my island.
And I'm on South 13th Street. What the hell's that tell you about this?
You're a Southsider.
Yeah.
You've known that forever.
Whatever. All right. We're going to talk about Racer basketball. A couple of things, though. It's frequently been known that it's dangerous to hang out in Philadelphia from time to time. And now you've heard about Hitchbot, haven't you? He's the robot. He was going to hitch across the USA.
No, I did not hear about that.
Go to Hitchbot's official website, and that was the deal. But he gets to Philly, and he got vandalized. They stripped out a bunch of his parts, and now they got to go fix him so he can continue hitching across the USA.
Yeah, you got to remember, Philadelphia, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Think they were going to be nice to the robot?
Yeah, I know. I mean, goodness gracious.
Didn't they throw batteries at someone?
Yeah. And then you have to realize, Will Smith, Fresh Prince, he had to leave there to go to Bel Air.
That's true.
I mean, he had to bolt. So Hitchbot should have known, reroute around Philadelphia. Don't go.
Gosh. It's funny, too, because I've been to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. Like, Citizens Bank
is
one of the most beautiful stadiums in Major League Baseball.
I had a feeling that that's not where Hitchbot was. Hitchbot probably was in a different part of town.
Probably.
And probably
West Philadelphia, right? That's where Will Smith got into trouble.
It is. Also, boy, this would have come in handy in college, and I think you'll agree. There's a solution for folks who struggle waking up to alarms, and Colin Furr is a British inventor, has invented a bed that will eject you out of the bed. And he has YouTube videos up showing it, throwing him out of bed. And you can set it to different speeds to where it's pretty much bolting you out. Now, what would really be cool, I think, is if you could just do one side of it. So that if you were beside someone, you woke up in the morning, you've been there, Ricky, back in college, probably didn't want to be there or didn't want them there. This could solve the problem depending on what you wanted to do.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have any problem waking up, though, honestly.
Me either.
The alarm goes off, I get up. I have seen my new favorite invention is the alarm clock that runs away from you.
Oh, I like that.
Get out of bed and chase that.
Sweet.
That is the coolest thing. I could have used that in college.
Yeah, I think that would be better than the ejector bed.
I don't want to be ejected, and mostly because we have furniture and stuff in the bedroom, and I got things everywhere. I don't want to get thrown into a giant wooden chest.
Oh, all right. Also, in Serbia, their state lottery, they're under fire, and I don't know really why. They had their recent lottery drawing aired on TV. That happens. However, they aired theirs before – they aired the winning numbers before the numbers had been drawn. So people are in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble on that. Yeah, I kind of wondering, how did you know the numbers ahead of time? And so big investigation, and they're going to put everybody to lie detector test. And here's the final thing before we get to something actual cool. An armadillo. You don't have any armadillos out where you are, do you?
Yeah, of course you do.
So they're there. I didn't know how far up I know that I've seen them in Florida before. I didn't know how far up there. So you do have them.
You have them in Outen OBL. You have them in Kentucky.
I've seen a couple, but I mean, you don't see them very often. They're here and there. But an armadillo, a Texas man wanted to shoot the armadillo, didn't want the armadillo at his house, so he shot him with the revolver, and the armadillo shot him back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The bullet ricocheted off and hit the man in the jaw. Had to go to the hospital for treatment. So how about that? Armadillo's going there. Oh, yeah. Come on, buddy.
That's like classic like karma. You know what I mean? Like that armadillo wasn't hurting anybody. Well, I mean, until it shot the guy in the jaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll teach him. You know, you don't need to be messing with the little old armadillo. Well, last night, the Racers got a hold of a little armadillo or something as they played the Ottawa GGs and were thumped 81-57, the first of three games on their Canadian basketball tour. They didn't shoot it well. And that's kind of to be expected, adjusting to the international style of play that they were playing in. They had probably a little bit of jet lag. That kind of goes with it. And only one starter back, so a lot of different factors there. But there were some encouraging signs. However, just want to point out, they're playing a really good team. This team played for the Canadian College National Championship last year, so they are really good.
No, I think we should scrap it, get rid of the players, fire Coach McMahon.
Is it?
This is just not working out.
It's anarchy!
No, I mean, you know, I don't know what a lot of people expected, but, this is sort of what I expected, and I think listening to Matt McMahon's comments after the game, this is sort of what he expected. This is a team that's played organized basketball together 10 times in their life prior to the game yesterday, and they played a veteran team who, as you said, was a national runner-up in Canada, a team that you know, was really comfortable in an environment they're familiar with rules that they play with. This is sort of to be expected when you have a young team. You just look at the starting lineup. I don't believe that's anything close to what you'll actually see in November from the Racers in terms of a starting five. The minutes distribution was pretty even for the most part, just trying to get guys in there, get them comfortable, figure out what they're going to be able to do. And, you got to remember, too, you didn't have a DeMarcus Croker who, dressed but didn't play. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors, but people that are thinking they need to go get their buckets and start paling water out of the boat, you just stop because, this is an exhibition series. And the most important thing that came out of yesterday is that Murray State was able to get some things on film that they're going to be able to look at now and really help these guys, because that's part of adjusting to the college game, is being able to dissect the film and evaluate things and figure out what you need to do better and how you can improve.
And what I loved about Matt McMahon was this. He didn't get caught up in the, oh, man, here's my first actual game, even though it really wasn't one, in replacing Steve Prohm. I got to try to win this thing, pile up the minutes, full court pressure and all that stuff. And then you have a ton of guys who really need the minutes who didn't get any. He didn't get caught up in that. He did exactly what you're supposed to do in an exhibition, spread the minutes around, see what guys can do in different situations, and I think he got a lot of good out of it because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, let's be honest. Murray State's not going to shoot that bad from three. I don't know that they could have been much worse. Then that's not going to be something. That will certainly be the exception more than it is the rule. There's just too many guys on that roster that can make shots that are proven scorers. And, there's just going to be an adjustment period. And we're very fortunate – and by we, I mean, obviously talking about Murray State there. Murray State and its fans are very fortunate to be able to have this feeling out process, to be able to go up to Canada, to challenge yourself with really good basketball teams, not have to worry about the result, not have it affect your RPI or your strength of schedule or anything like that. Manipulate some different things, really work on some different skills, some different sets with certain guys. And just evaluate, and that's a huge advantage for this team. By the time they get ready and they're doing secret scrimmages and whatever, later in the fall, they're going to be able to reflect back on this trip, and it's certainly you're going to be nothing but a positive experience for them. And the other thing too that we definitely want to mention is that you've also got to hope that the guys come out of this healthy, that they come out no worse for the wear. In this exhibition trip up through Canada.
Spoke with Dave Winder today. By the way, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dave. And he really was praising Bryce Jones, what Bryce did. He liked what Wayne Langston did on the inside, but also Breon Sanchez in his minutes in there. He said just the little taste that they got from him tells him that he's going to be a huge impact player by the time it is all said and done. So, and I felt good just looking at the stat sheet. I think Bryce, and I know there's going to be a lot of pressure on Bryce that'll be put there by a lot of folks because he'll be the starting point guard, I would assume most likely. He handled it, I thought, pretty well. He scored, led the team in scoring. He also didn't turn it over much, and that's what I like.
Right, and you know, that's exciting to see because if he turned it over that little, you know, that few times, you know, in his first game together, as those guys get more comfortable and play more together, you expect that to continue to improve. And so I thought it was a really good first performance for him. And, you know, I think that there is going to be a great responsibility on his shoulders to facilitate the offense. And, you know, he doesn't have to be Cameron Payne. You know, he can be Bryce Jones and score the basketball, get other guys involved, and just do what he does. And, you know, I think that this is a perfect guy to come in and run this offense. And, you know, I think that Wayne Langston is going to be a really good player. And we saw that he was able to score down in the low block when he got opportunities yesterday. And even Coach McMahon alluded to that, you know, that he felt like the offense needed to do a better job of getting Wayne Langston involved. Some of that falls on Bryce Jones. Some of that's on Wayne to get, you know, get a little bit more aggressive down low. But those are things that are going to work themselves out. And as they do, this team is certainly going to improve. But, you know, it's really exciting for me to know that these guys are getting the opportunity to do what they're doing up in Canada and get this experience. It's going to be invaluable.
They play the Carleton Ravens tonight, and they are the defending national champions from this past season. So it'll be another very tough test for the team. But that's what they're there for, to enjoy a lot of the sights, to bond, and then play some good competition. And they're going to get that tonight, Ricky.
Yeah, they are. And you know, that's probably the most overlooked aspect of this entire trip is that, you know, they're not going up there and playing exhibition games against a bunch of guys that look like me and you. You know, they're playing against really good teams, really challenging themselves, and that's going to get them better as well. And you know, they saw something in a team last night that they're not going to see very often, but when you do see it, it can pose a lot of problems, and that's a big team that can stretch the floor with a lot of really good shooters. And you know, that's something that if you want to win the OVC, you're going to have to beat one team that's built pretty similar to that in Belmont. And so, you know, I think that the caliber of opponent is going to be a great team builder for Murray State, and I think as well just the style of play that these teams play that they're getting to face is going to certainly help as well.
You heard me say Racer Dave's birthday is today. Tell me, he's 51 years old. He doesn't look it.
No way.
I couldn't believe it.
He's in better shape than I am.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. He's done a great job for himself.
That's crazy.
And I'm on the other end of that, so I take all the pressure off of Dave. He, no matter what he does, go, well, at least I'm not that dude. So
yeah, Dave looks 10 years younger than he is. You look 10 years older than you are.
I know it. I know. Yeah, you're right. I look 55. So there's no doubt about that.
I get carded for everything still. I'm 27 years old. And, like, you know, I get, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just I could like go buy a scratch off, and they'd like scan my ID. It'd be like, is this a fake? And you know, no one ever believes me.
Have you ever ran into a lady and go, "Hey, congratulations! When's the baby?" And she tells you that she's not pregnant?
No, I haven't. I've seen that happen before, and actually, I had an old boss who, you know, I was working with her, and a customer came in and said that. And that was like the most awkward thing I've ever experienced.
All right,
so I learned from that lesson not to do that.
Well, the reason I brought that up, because Dave Winder tweeted about when they got there last night, here's the auxiliary gym for Ottawa. And then he found out that was their main gym. So,
nice.
So I'm not saying it's to the pregnant woman kind of thing, but kind of, you know. Kind of.
Racer Dave making friends north of the border.
But that was awesome. It's like, hey.
I like it.
Yeah, it was fun. Now, we haven't even talked about football. They reported yesterday they get their first practice today at 4:30, and fans, they're starting to buzz quite a bit. The late, I guess you would call, signings for the football team, generating a lot of excitement. 1 month from today, they'll kick it off against Kentucky Wesleyan, and all the fun begins today at 4:30. They'll have two-a-days, Tuesday through Friday. I'll be honest, when I go up, people say, "Do you go out to practice?" Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. But Saturday, right, when I'm watching a scrimmage, I can find out, and they'll have that this Saturday.
Right, and it's difficult because guys have practice jerseys. They don't have the numbers that match. I know, you know, one of my last fall camp, I guess it was my last fall camp, when I was at the Ledger, I made a commitment to write a camp story every day. You know, and that got really difficult after, like, right. I had gone through every single unit on the football team, and 2 weeks later I had nothing to write about. But it was fun. I mean, I got to go out and watch a lot of football, and, you know, it's always interesting to see how these guys, you know, come together. It's certainly going to be interesting this year to see what type of spin Mitch Stewart puts on everything as a first-year head coach, because, you know, he's going to certainly leave his fingerprints on this program and do things a little bit different than Coach Hatcher, but... you know, I always really enjoyed getting out for fall camp. It is a little bit like herding kittens, you know, the first couple of weeks, because you got some new guys who don't really know what they're doing. They're not used to the pace at which Murray State practices, which is insanely fast. I think that gets, you know, I think people say that, but they don't really understand. Like, I get exhausted watching Murray State practice. It's a pretty grueling experience there. But, you know, it's something that, I always really enjoyed fall camp, and you know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of reason for excitement this year. I think the people that are excited have a great reason to be.
I do, too. So I can't wait. That's going to get going in a month. And we got Hoopalooza. We'll talk about that a little bit on Friday, because that's coming up Friday night and Saturday. By the way, for folks listening, only two shows this week due to other obligations. I want to also congratulate Patrick Newcomb. He fired a second round 70 yesterday. He won the Texas Roadhouse West Kentucky Open there at Drake Creek. Patrick's won back-to-back pro championships after winning the Irvin Cobb last month.
Yeah, and, you know, great for him, and I know that he certainly – you know, got a bright future in that sport. And, you know, it's exciting. You know, that's a guy who, you know, I really enjoyed covering him when I was at the Ledger, just because not only was he a great athlete, but he's a really good kid. And, you know, you root for people like that to have success when they're good people, in addition to being really good at the sport that they've chosen. And so really excited for him and what his future is going to hold. And, you know, I think that this won't be certainly won't be the last time that we're talking about Patrick Newcomb and using the words winning in the golf tournament all in the same sentence.
Now, you were telling me this week you're going to go get to see a Braves game. Is that correct?
Yeah, get to, sure. no, we...
be forced to?
Yeah, basically. I mean, thankfully, Shelby Miller is going to be on the mound. Well, he might be. I don't know. They may trade him before Tuesday.
We're hoping.
But,
Pete Cosman's still out there. He's available.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, yeah, I'm not even really sure who's on the Braves roster anymore, so I'm going to go watch a team that's wearing Atlanta Braves uniforms, whether they're the actual Atlanta Braves, I don't know. And the real bad part is that I was they're playing the Giants, and I was really excited about potentially seeing Madison Bumgarner when he pitches the next day. So, you know, that's kind of the biggest disappointment. It's bad when your team is so bad that you're more excited about the opposing pitchers than you are your own team. But that's where we are with the Braves. I mean, that's just where we are.
Yeah, I have no frame of reference for that, so I'm going to take your word for it. So
right.
I really don't know what that is all about. But I have some friends who's Cubs fans. They've been through that. So if you need some counseling, I can give you some numbers.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but Jesus, I would kill for the Cubs season right now.
They're hot. They've won five straight games.
I know.
I mean, they really have. They're doing well. Before I let you go, I just saw this. In-N-Out Burger, they're being sued after a customer got a drink. All right, that's okay. He gets a drink, and he says it had meth in it.
Mm.
He says it had two pills and a napkin in the bottom of the cup, and they looked, and it was methamphetamine. He took it back to the restaurant and complained, and they offered him a free burger. I mean, what else does the guy want?
Well, was he complaining that there wasn't more meth?
No, he wasn't. He was complaining that there was meth, and I guess he's wanting more than just a free burger, but I think that's good enough.
I love In-N-Out, first of all, but, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why the guy would even be complaining about that anyway. Whatever. Free meth? You kidding me?
And we forgot to charge you for that, sir. But
yeah, exactly. If anything, he should owe them more money.
Yeah.
Because someone is getting a finger cut off with a cigar cutter because of that little screw-up. So I hope you're happy, buddy.
Well, I just told you someone in the kitchen probably doesn't need to be in the kitchen, all kidding aside. So.
Well, they need to be in a kitchen, not a restaurant kitchen.
Yeah, that's where you got that right. You got that right. All right, you still living out of boxes there for your move?
Yeah, dude, I haven't even put the bed together. So, like, I unpacked everything Thursday night. Or not unpacked, but unloaded everything into the new apartment Thursday night.
Yeah.
I worked all day Friday, left straight from my office for Alabama, and went to the beach for a little while. You know, spent the weekend down at Orange Beach in Alabama, which mm-hmm. was great. Beautiful, beautiful part of the country. I love going down there. And then got back at, like, 1 this morning. So I'm pretty tired.
All right. Well, I'm sure you
got to go back to Alabama tomorrow for work.
I'm sure you and Ashley like it, but what about Cooper? What's Cooper think?
Oh, well, Cooper didn't get to go, so he was pretty upset.
Oh, man.
He's been a little pouty today. He's been like a little baby because he's trying to punish us for leaving him, but, you know, he's a dog. So
they do that.
Just get over it.
They do that, don't they?
They really do.
They do punish and pout.
Yeah. Well, this morning I gave him food, and this dog, usually I can't get the food in the bowl before he tries to start eating it. And he just kind of looked at me very reluctantly, like, I'm going to eat it because I want to, not because you told me to.
That's it. All right, Ricky, well, have a great week. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk all about that and this racer trip and much more coming up on Friday, okay?
Yeah, man. Sounds good.
All right.
So much sports just to talk about. We used to flush it mostly away. With the miracle of the internet, now you can listen to us talk all day. Before we flush podcast, the better way to waste your time. Subscribe to it on iTunes. It doesn't cost you a dime. Talking local high schools in Murray State. Neil and Ricky will set you straight. Before we flush podcast.